He's live and local, talking Port Huron news and sports. It's Paul Miller on WPHM.
It is October 10th, Wednesday morning, and this month of October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's something that nobody likes to talk about or acknowledge, but it's a big issue and one for which there is some help locally. Joining us right now from the Port Huron Police Department, Sergeant Doug Decker. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Law enforcement encounters this firsthand on a probably daily basis.
Right. I've been doing this almost 25 years, and it's a big problem. It was a big problem long before I came into this career. Unfortunately, it's probably going to be a big problem after I leave. But, October, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, let's make people aware. Mm-hmm. Let's tell them preventive measures, what they can do, places, resources they can go for help. And, to start out, I pulled up some statistics mm-hmm. that I didn't know. And 20 people per minute, they're abused by a partner in the U.S.
So 20 people per minute.
A total of 10 million per year.
Man.
More than 20,000 calls are made to domestic violence hotlines on an average day. 1 in 4 women, 1 in 7 men, they're victims of severe physical violence from a partner in their lifetime. I saw there was a newscast on Channel 4 recently, and this was nearby, so this hits home. Washington Township down in Macomb. And this male assaults this female. And as luck would have it for prosecution, there was security video in the house. So when the girlfriend entered the house, it's brutal. They showed it on the news and just a horrible assault. He stabbed her. He threw things at her. He punched. He kicked her. And they said this went on for 40 minutes until she eventually ended up outside on the porch and neighbors called. And the bad thing about this with domestic violence, when this is all said and done, he gets locked up, and the female asks the prosecutor to drop the charges against him. And that's we want to tell people, don't do that.
Like, yeah.
Get out of this relationship and get away from this and prosecute that person. Nobody deserves that kind of thing.
Nobody deserves that. And when something like that happens, you can pretty well bet that's not the first time that that the violence is escalated in that home. So
right. Michigan criminal law, so a police officer with probable cause, we can arrest for domestic violence. And years ago, they didn't, and they might say, well, it's between.
That's right.
We looked at it as between spouses, husband and wife, and it's a family
thing. None of
thing,
our business.
Really
you guys
not our
settle
business.
It, right. Yeah.
Through the years, the laws have changed where we could arrest. So a lot of misdemeanor cases in general, we don't arrest. We'll take the report, send it to the prosecutor's office. They'll issue a warrant. With domestic violence, because of the proximity, people are in a relationship, they're in the same household, the laws have evolved. So initially it was spouses. Now it's moved into family members, persons residing in the same household. You have a child in common, so you're now divorced. You're no longer together. Dating relationships, so you don't even live in the same household. Now it doesn't mean somebody on a blind date for the first time, but someone in an intimate relationship that's been dating for a while, and they assault the other person. So, we can arrest without a warrant. The other thing, we don't need the victim to want to prosecute. We, the officer, we, the state of Michigan, let's just say, we will take up the prosecution on this case. So that's a good thing. We're trying to help people. The other thing, you have domestic assault rape elimination services here in St. Clair County. The prosecutor's office has a victim's rights advocate there. All these people are here to help you.
Absolutely. And if you're not in a situation like that, you say, well, why would somebody want to stay in a situation like that? Well, they don't want to stay in an abusive situation. But, when you're in love with somebody, when you're in a committed relationship, you excuse a lot of behavior and, you have strong feelings for that person. And it's complicated is what it is.
Right. I tell people, sometimes people look at me and my job and they go, well, you don't seem like you care. And I'm not personally involved. It's more of a business thing. So it's a little easier for me to, I probably appear standoffish. Now, when it's family or friends where you're personally involved, your emotions are more
involved
and it is harder. And again, like you said, you hit the nail on the head. It's It is hard. And sometimes these relationships, it's never happened, and all of a sudden it started, and they go, this hasn't happened before, and I think they can change. They're probably not going to. And so what we want is awareness. Parents, set the example. And this is and I talked about teen dating violence before, so set the example so kids don't see this. I'm reading a book, Assassination Generation. It's by Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. A lot of what he's talking about is his concern that violent videos and games cause kids, they cause these school shootings because they don't understand the consequences, and it kind of ingrains it. But he mentions in his book about parents. So children, when they're forming, you know, when they're born till 6 or 7 years of age, doesn't mean every child that sees a parent assault the other parent's going to go on and do that in life. But there's a better chance, he's saying. The other thing, you know, I don't want my son to think he can be disrespectful later on in life, or actually at any time to women or to his wife. But I have a daughter too, and heaven forbid, I wouldn't want my daughter to think this is acceptable behavior. Someday I can marry a man and be with a man, and, and I'll allow that. So we don't want our kids to do that. You know, they're social learning. We're role models to them, so we have to be role models. You know, I would encourage people, leave that unhealthy relationship. If not for yourself even, you don't want your kids to be exposed to that and grow up and have to see that if you can do it. And it's easy for me to say it again, being that police officer and not personally involved. Yeah,
the disinterested third party. But Doug, what about the neighbor, the friend, the family member, somebody that just knows that something's not right, something's going on? There's a lot of bruises. There's a lot of just all the signs are there. And you say something bad is going on in that house. What do you do?
Well, I'd tell them, I don't think they should go over there and intercede, but I think they should call the police if there's suspicions. Let us investigate it. Maybe at some point you do talk to that person, and people might be afraid to come to law enforcement. Maybe you could encourage that person to call the DARE shelter, to call. There's a National Domestic Violence Hotline, and I'm going to give that number real quick so don't forget it. 1-800-799-7233. You know, call there, and there's going to be people there trained that can help them and maybe give them some guidance and direction. Maybe they won't leave that relationship right away, but they can help maybe start something or help them with assistance and get them through this problem.
Absolutely. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, as we mentioned at the beginning. There was a case recently that wasn't a couple, but, you know, violence against a father and a suspect that was sought after for several days, finally captured yesterday, captured through, as I understand it, the CAPTURE program. Is that right?
So you think of that as... there's a shooting, but we don't think about the domestic violence, but there is. It's a father and son. So it happens. It's a very violent crime. And, you know, a CAPTURE tip comes in, and that shows you that program is a good program.
Yeah, that's why we're
so successful. And I'd like to say, you know, taken into custody without incident. So we like that. Everyone's safe during that time, too.
And that's why we do the Cops and Jocks Spaghetti Dinner every year in October, and it comes up next Tuesday. So we'll look forward to serving up lots of plates of spaghetti at the COA terminal on Tuesday evening for the CAPTURE program.
That's right.
Cool.
Thanks,
all right,
Paul.
Doug, thanks for coming. Appreciate it. Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department with us on WPHM at 822.